Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, always with my co-host Donnie Hoover, our co-host John Orlando.
How's it going?
Once again, our special guest, Jeannie Bassone, Hollywood from the Glow Girls. Jeannie, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am doing great, and we're looking forward to seeing you real soon.
Yep, right around the corner. Week away.
I know what it's in 1 week, really.
Yeah, next week.
A week and a couple of days, yeah. This is going to be fun. So let's do a prediction here, everybody.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm coming in on Friday, and the convention is Saturday, Sunday. What kind of weather are we looking at, guys?
I know. It's the weather just a few
minutes. Cloudy and 40s. That's what it's saying now. Right now, it's like 30 and freezing cold and snow.
Wait a minute. 30? You're being kind, Donnie. It's like 15. Oh, what you're talking about.
Well, that sounds fine, because where I am today, we got up to 46 and it was sunny, but the days before that, it was rainy and cold. But today was nice. When the sun comes out, it makes it so much better.
Yeah, they're saying so far it's supposed to be in the mid 40s and partly cloudy, so it shouldn't be too bad. Good. As long as there's no snow and ice, I'm good.
Perfect day.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, we will be inside, so
that
makes a big difference.
Hey,
yes, it does.
If I could ask a question real quick. I know you do a lot of traveling, Jeannie, and what's kind of your biggest pet peeve about traveling?
That's a great, great question.
Do we got enough time?
No, we do. No, we do. Forgive me, I'm going to be stretching a little bit here where I'm sitting. The hurry up and wait is one of it. I would say travel used to be really fun, but when you have to go every week or every other week, it's not so fun anymore. It's just, there's not a lot of happy faces anymore. You know, it's really people smiling. Now, on my flight back from California, that was 3.5 hours from California to Nashville, and I had this little kid that was behind me, and the little kids, what they do is they love to kick your seat. And I'm nice. I didn't want to turn around and go, hey. I didn't want to do that, but I kind of was like, oh, when is this kid going to go to sleep? So, you know, there's that, but at least flying gets you from A to B. I don't usually have a lot of problems. I fly Southwest a lot, you guys, and I'm a frequent flyer on that. It's called A-List Preferred. On A-List Preferred, you will always get A through 60, no matter if you check in or not. Also, on the same day that you fly, if, say, I booked my flight for 9 p.m. out of Columbus and I want to leave at 6:30 p.m. on an earlier flight, as long as it's available, I can do that for free. So I can – those are the perks that I love with Southwest. Plus, you get 2 bags, but I'm really never traveling with 2 bags. It's one, maybe, in a shoulder thing, because I don't like stuff to get lost just in case. But – it has its ups and downs. So, you know, when you fly a lot on an airline, you get perks. I love Southwest for that. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, you want to sleep and there's somebody talking next to you and they just don't stop talking. You know, you just put in your earplugs. So I'm always prepared no matter what is going on. You can't really help when someone's kicking your seat. Okay, right. That took 30 minutes. Sorry.
So where have you been traveling recently, Jeannie? Because I think that I saw online somewhere you were out on the West Coast, Portland, Oregon, I think, correct?
The last trip was last week, was California for 4 days. I had 4 wrestling matches in 2 days. Probably what's contributing to my back. You guys, all I did on Monday was make the bed. That just meant do this. And my back went, uh-oh, something just was tight in the lower back. And so that's been going on since Monday. So, I mean, maybe there's some inflammation from those wrestling matches. This is why I tell young kids, you have to have plan B. go to school, learn something else, stop falling at 50 years old. Well, I'm older than that, but you know, you get the picture. Have plan B. It's very, very important.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so California, and then it was Pennsylvania before that. And before Pennsylvania, it was California before that. My dad fell, broke his leg. Oh, I tell you. It must be running in the family here, these little accidents here and there. But he's doing better, which is great. He's still on a walker. You know, when I broke my leg in three places, I remember being, and I was 36 when I broke my leg. I did remember being really weak. You know, they give you some pain medication. And once you're on that, for me, it's hard to eat when you're on that medication. Then you wean yourself off the medication so you don't need it. Now you're starving. But you know what? When you haven't eaten and you're weak, it's very difficult to graduate to just say crutches. So my dad's still on that walker. But he's doing better. So that's a good thing.
Good.
And I'm trying to think where else I went. I think for right now, that was it. Easy. And then coming up, though, let's tell you where we're going coming up. I'm going to answer that now. So Saturday, I leave for Cozumel. So I'm excited. So I have to be well for the warm weather. So I have a vacation in Cozumel. And after I get back to Cozumel, I'm going to see you all in Columbus, Ohio for that Arnold Teen and Kids Expo, which I am looking forward to because I've never done that.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right, we're doing Ohio wrestling, so we're excited, and we'll do a meet and greet, right, guys? We're going to do a meet and greet, yep. I think, yep. On Friday.
Yep. The comic book store, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. I'm not quite sure the time's quite yet, but I think it's early evening when that starts. So that'll be really fun. The Royal Hawaiian will be with me as well. So I haven't seen her for a little while. So it'll be great to see April Hahn.
Yep.
And so we'll do that. And then once I'm done, when I'm finished with the convention, then I go to California and then Cleveland and then New York. And then it starts all over again.
Yeah, there you go. Never ends, does it?
Have you ever been to Columbus before, Jeannie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I've been there a couple of times, two times. And on one of my trips, I went to the zoo, which was just, I love that zoo that's there. It was, I haven't been to a zoo like that zoo.
Oh,
yeah. And we got one when we, pardon?
I said, it's a great place.
You know, it was beautiful. What I love about the zoo is, you know, when I went and saw like the giraffes, I mean, it was acres and acres of land for these animals. And it's just, wow. If I was an animal, that's where I'd want to go. You know? That
yeah, we also got a place here called the Wilds. And it's like a safari. And I think you guys would love that, too. We'll have to talk this next weekend about taking you guys.
I love that. Both April and I went to the zoo when we were in Columbus. And that was one of my favorite trips. And then there was a museum.
COSI?
One of the museum. What is it? Say it again.
COSI?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was very... I'm a nerd, see, so I like museums. I like documentaries. I like outdoor stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
But I'll take you guys up on the other one. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Next question. Come on, you can do it.
All right, gentlemen. Come on, I have one more.
All right, so yes, I've been to Columbus. Any more horror stuff? Where's is it John?
Jim.
Jim is the horror expert.
I am. Yeah. Actually, I have been in talks with the director of the last short film I did that I starred in. And we're talking about producing another one this year. And it may be off a short story I wrote about 12 years ago.
I love it. Great.
It deals with the legend, a local legend here in the Cincinnati area. There's a small town called Loveland. And there's legend of a frog-type creature the size of a man. And I wrote a short story about it. Like I said, about 12 years ago, and we're talking about maybe making that a screenplay and going with that. Now, there'll be some done, obviously, but that's where we stand right now with the horror. And of course, I'm freelancing some horror consulting work. I've retired from acting in haunted houses for now, but you never say never. They say it in the WWE. Yeah. I'm going to say it here. Never say never. So I may get out there and act again once, you know, I'm still trying to get myself in shape again. And once that happens, I might get out there and go scare somebody.
I always say never either, just because, you know what, things change. I told myself I was never going to wrestle again. Within 4 months of that broken leg, I was out there in that ring. So, you know. I'm like, never again. Oh, heck, I'm going to do it. I love it.
Yeah, once you get in the system, it's hard to stop.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and that's why you see me still doing it today. And somebody asked me this, when are you going to retire? And I'm like, well, when my body tells me to, I will. yes, I heard the back, but I was making the bed. Let's give it. So that doesn't mean anything. Making the bed doesn't make me want to retire.
Doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count. I think, though, as long as you can stay in shape, right, eat right, enjoy what you do, exercise, keep going, you know? I don't think there's any wrongs or rights. But again, always have plan B. There's that plan B that I keep telling everybody that I didn't follow. So listen to old Hollywood up here. Yeah.
Well, my definite plan B is my day job, so... I'm covered.
You know what? I have, that's good. What's yours? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, speaking of the plan B for a minute, Jeannie, you mentioned last time you were on with us that you like making soap. So is there any,
I have new stuff.
New styles or new smells or anything with that?
So I'm looking at them. Okay. While I look, I'll bring you a yes. I did one, this orange patchouli, orange sandalwood. That's lovely. But we know what's the most popular is the mint. And it went so fast. I did eucalyptus and peppermint. And it's awesome. And chlorella powder. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. You have to look it up. Oh. Chlorella powder, good in antioxidants, good for cancer patients. It's a green algae, guys. And so that makes the natural coloring in my soap. So I'm gonna bring one over here. Yeah, look. Oh, sorry. Here it is. Let's see. There, see?
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It is good. This is a good one. Okay, and then another thing that I started on, I know we talked a little while ago. I decided, well, why don't I make a natural shaving cream? So I did some due diligence on the natural shaving cream. And it only has 3 ingredients in it. So it's shea butter, olive oil, and coconut oil. That's it. You got to mix all those together. Then you have to refrigerate it. Then it gets hard. Then you take your mixer. You mix it so it looks like almost whipped cream. And you add some essential oil to that if you want it to smell like peppermint or lavender or unscented. And that stuff. So it doesn't foam like a regular one does. But it's almost, and it doesn't have to. But I'm telling you, once you get done shaving, your skin is really smooth and soft. So that's a new one. And I love that because that doesn't have to cure. So I could make that today and have it ready to go tonight. So that's a cool thing about that.
That's cool.
I don't know what it relaxes me. So when I make soaps and I make the shaving cream, I also made a deodorant, which I really love as well. I don't know. It just, it's a calming thing for me. I really enjoy doing that.
Very cool.
So thanks for bringing that up, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
I need to bring some soaps, don't I? I'll try to bring some soaps.
Yeah, if you bring some good smelling soaps, you'll have a friend for life and my wife. I know that.
I love it. Okay. Plus, the cool thing about it is you're not getting all those preservatives and all that crap that's in regular soap. That's all I'm saying. That's all I have to say. It's all natural ingredients. And I think that's good for our skin.
All natural is good.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You probably need some of that soap tonight after working on the ring the whole day.
Yeah, yeah, my hands are kind of sticky. Luckily, Peachy had some gloves I could borrow. So I did that. For some reason, them ropes.
What are you doing to the What are you doing? Are you fixing? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're repairing and building. We bought a ring. We named it Big Dirty because somebody, that person bought it off of, had it left on the side of a barn, and it was all rusted and dirty and muddy. Uh-huh. So we bought it, and we're fixing it up and going to make her look brand like Christine. Actually, that's where I'm at now. As you can see, the horse behind me is this is where the wrestle whore comes in. Is I'm actually at Carnage Haunted House, and their old haunted house. They're currently moving, and they are kind enough to let me use their building for space so I could put the ring up and work on it. So we've been working on it. We got new padding, new wood, got everything sanded and painted, and it's going to be a real nice
perfect. When we get done. What are you doing for your mat? What color is the mat?
The canvases that came with it are dark blue. And then the aprons, my ring aprons are black. And then so we're going to do the ropes in red. And we're going to take one of the canvases and we're going to paint the New Ohio logo in the center of the ring and center of the canvas. So it'll be like a red, white, and blue, which is basically the Arnold colors.
So, perfect.
Yeah, so it'll be
Everyone likes those colors. They always look good too. Those colors are good when you're videotaping and taking photos. Yeah. They pop. Those colors pop really well. Perfect.
Yeah. So it's turning out pretty good. It should look good. We're under pressure trying to get it done before next week.
I was just going to ask you that. Are you working every day on that?
Yeah, every night after work we're over here almost.
You poor guy. So you're doing double duty there.
Yep.
Well, don't hurt yourself. Your back.
The hard part's over. It's all cosmetic from here. So, yeah.
That's great.
Big Dirty already hurt him in the beginning. So.
Yeah. Yeah, when we first bought it, I was working on it by myself and tore my shoulder. I tore 2.5 tendons in my rotator cuff and tore my bicep in half.
Oh, that is not good.
That was last June.
When you do that, what did you do? Sorry, I dropped something.
Screamed.
You what?
I screamed. It hurt, and I just kind of like lowered my arm, and I knew I'd done something wrong. And my granddaughter came out in the garage and caught me, and she went and told my wife on me. So she came out and caught me and made me go to the emergency room.
Doctor, ER. Yeah. That hurts. I tore my right rotator cuff slightly, and I mean it was a slight tear. Somebody put me in a arm bar. But pulled up really hard, high, and I tore it, and that took a year to heal. But when I tore it, I was like, I felt something, but I didn't think anything about it. And then about, I don't know, it was probably 2 months later, I was at a swimming pool, and we were in Florida, and I decided to be a show off, and I decided to run from the pool and dive, just take a splash down on one of those, you know, donuts or whatever those things are. I ran and ran, and I jumped real high and landed on it, and I smacked down, like landing on the mat, and it pushed the, and I went, oh, there's something definitely wrong. And then I got it x-rayed. The x-ray really didn't show. It was the MRI that said it was just a slight tear, and just a slight tear hurts. I'm so sorry. That's going to hurt for a little while.
The right one's feeling pretty good, and then I had them scan the left one, the MRI, and there's a slight tear in my left one. So they said it's just a matter of time for my left one goes. So I just figured I'd use them on my hand.
Oh, you're worse than me.
Well, I said that happened to me on the ring, and then when we were loading it up to bring it over here to Carnage, my buddy Mike, dropped the side rail on his fingers, and it broke the tip of his middle finger off the bone. It like smashed the tip of his bone. So that's why we call her Big Dirty, and she's got a life of her own, and we made her a Facebook page.
And Christine.
Yep, she's going to be our Christine. Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah, she's evil. She's evil.
That's going to be the wrestler's mission, to survive Big Dirty.
that's awesome.
I was just going to say, you might not want to share these stories with the talent there, Donnie.
Oh, no, they all know about it already. I've invited them all to the Facebook page. one of the wrestlers been a friend of mine for years. He was like, did you really make a Facebook page for your wrestling ring? I was like, you're damn right I did.
I think, well, people make Facebook pages for their animals. Have you seen that before? For their dogs.
Yep, Instagram.
So why not for the ring? Why not for the ring? I think that's good.
Well, I have another real quick question. Since we're talking about, you know, rings, and we're talking about the talent and whatnot, Jeannie, do you have any thoughts on some of the current crop of female competitors in wrestling?
Do I have what? I'm sorry?
Do you have an opinion on some of the up-and-coming female talent that's here in the world of professional wrestling?
I think they're – well, the ladies on – I don't watch a lot of it, but the ladies on WWE are awesome. They are definitely so talented because they can wrestle in the ring. You know, my favorite has always been Sasha Banks. I just love her. You know, there's something about her that reminds me of me when I was wrestling. So she's my favorite, but I really think that these ladies are real athletes and they have great talent. You know, you can always tell the ones that have the package. I can sit there, or even if I was auditioning people, you can tell right away which ones are going to make it. And those are the ones that give, they don't give 100%, they give 110%. And when I see that, that is just like, she's going, she's got it, she knows. When you're thinking ahead, because I remember doing that in GLOW, I knew right away that if I wanted to be on the team, and I knew they only needed 12 girls, what did I have to do to stand out? Not just give them what Mondo was training us to do, but give them that extra 10% or more. Some of the ladies, you can see the talent right away. I don't know all their names. There's one girl, it's not Charlotte, it's a blonde girl that plays the like a Southern Belle.
Oh yeah, Lacey Evans. Lacey
Evans. Lacey Evans, yep.
I think that's her with the blonde hair.
Yep.
And she's also very athletic. She does a lot of gymnastics. Is that her?
Yep.
She's former military.
I like her. I like her a lot. I thought that she was like really sellable. So yeah, that's what I just, like I said, give 110%, then I know for sure you want to be a wrestler. And you know, like myself, I was really during our matches, even though, you know, we had to, for cameras, we had this dress rehearsal on Fridays. And my favorite thing is the look of surprise on people's faces. So on Saturday, when I would come to the ring, I would bring as many props that I could and hide all of that. I might have said this before, but I would always make sure that the cameraman always laid down certain pieces of wire. Things weren't wireless, so there were cords all over the ground, so I'd have them put special tape so I could pull it up. The look of surprise on someone's face when you go after them, you know, it's just, you know, when things aren't really planned, I kind of like a little bit of that in wrestling. That way they are surprised, and it's great to see that face. They're like, where did that come from? Or let me go. I'm like, let me go, and I'm like, but you know, when you're a heel, heels get away with that. So,
right. Yes.
Thank goodness. I got to play a heel.
Well, you know,
heels are the best.
I was going to say, Columbus native Alexa Bliss. You know, they call her 5 feet of fury. She's really talented. There's a Bowling for Soup did a song about her called Alexa Bliss.
Oh, I like it.
And it's pretty—it's pretty catchy song, but
who did it? Who did it?
Bowling for soup.
Bowling for soup.
Yeah,
I have to look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
I will.
It's a catchy tune. She's dating the lead singer, but he wrote the song called
"Perfect."
Chris, so
perfect. I like it. I'm putting it in here. Bowling for soup.
For soup, yes.
Okay.
And the song
I'm putting it in because I don't want to miss it. There it is. I have their tour.
Yeah,
I don't know who they are. I had not heard of them, but awesome.
She's actually in the music video too.
Oh, cool. I see a pic. Oh, sorry. I'm moving myself around. Sorry. Oh, darn it. I'll look later. I'll look tomorrow. That's very cool. She needs to have something, you know, like a, I don't know what she does. Does she have a move named after her? Because that would be like I'm going to do the Alexa Bliss, you know?
It's called, her finishing move is called Twisted Bliss.
Perfect. Perfect. See, they've already thought about it already. I'm a little behind. I apologize.
I'm sure the WWE...
Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me, Ms. Bliss.
I was going to say, I'm sure the WWE think tank has already came up with every single thing that, you know, she needed for her character. I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who's writing their stuff anymore? Do you guys know who does that? Do you remember Lugano? David Lugano. Wasn't David Lugano writing for them a long, long time ago? And
at one point, David's now with NWA.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know who is writing it, to be honest. I know Vince still obviously has a lot of say in the matter of what goes on.
I know they got more than normal. There's probably 10 or 20 of them, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. With David, I ran into David Lagana at the Nashville airport here, and he came up to me, and we switched numbers. We had a meeting, and I worked a couple of shows. I think I may have talked about that with Josephus, one of their wrestlers, here in Nashville. We did one up in Clarksville area, sort of, and then down here at the fairgrounds last year. And that's Billy Corgan. So Billy knows me from when we did the 2012 documentary. He helped narrate some of that, and we had to do some voiceovers. So Billy was there then. Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Have you watched any of the NWA products? Have they done their own like studio show now on YouTube?
I heard about it because David said to look it up, and then Josephus asked me to look it up as well. I haven't sat there and watched a lot of the stuff, but he said you might like it. It might be something that you might be interested in. I'm so busy with my schedule, I didn't really, you know, do my due diligence, but I will.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's a different look, and it's a different feel. It's kind of the throwback to the old 605 TBS show. And I like it. And they've done pretty well with what they have there to work with, you know, older talent mixing in some of the younger talent. I
like
it. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Yeah, see what I like about that. Say that again.
I said that's my favorite wrestling product right now.
I love it. I think what's really good is to mix the old with the new, because you know what? The old can learn from the new, and the new can definitely learn from the old. I think that's a win-win all the way in my book.
Yep.
I love old school wrestling, you guys. I love just telling the story, bad guy, good guy. It's awesome. And when you're doing your job, if you get booed, you're doing your job. If you're a baddie, you get, you know, you're going to get booed. Oh, love it, love it. Well, kids, I got to do this. I apologize, but I have to wrap it up.
No problem.
All three of you going to be in Columbus?
Oh yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep. Our announcer and John's our play-by-play guy, so we'll all be there.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you all there next weekend. Be safe. Be careful. Watch. Don't let old Dirty hurt you. We need you in one piece.
You're right. She already took her turn on me. It's somebody else's turn now.
Perfect. Good. I love it. Well, I look forward to seeing you all next week, and thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jeannie. We'll see you soon.
All right. Have a great night, guys.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram at WrestleHorror, Twitter at WrestleHorror, on our YouTube channel, The WrestleHorror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.wrestlehorror.com.